Nation is brought to you by State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan is there.
Welcome you back now as Wetumpka is getting set here in just a couple moments to take on Percy Julian in the boys matchup. The Indians entering this one at a 12-6 record, while Percy Julian enters at 8-12. Diamondbacks here along with Mitch Petrie here. And Mitch, keys to the game for you. What do you have for this Indians team to get a win?
Well, I got a few keys to the game here presented by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. First thing that comes to mind is, like Coach Thomas mentioned, get a bunch of guys involved. This team can score from just about anywhere on the floor, whether it's beyond the arc or in the paint, with guys like Caleb Ballard and John Hudson-Winder. But another thing that I would really expect this Indians team to do very well is, or at least focus on coming into this one, is really clamped down on that defense, struggled with it stopping some of the possessions in that Stanhope Christmas Classic, and definitely is something they're going to want to tighten up as they head into area play.
And no question, our keys to the game brought to you by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty, as they are introducing the starters right now on the floor for Wetumpka and Percy Julian. For the Phoenix, Jason Harris will get a start along with Damone Porter, Lamar Anderson starting, as well as Daquan Johnson, and Tahir Muhammad getting the start for Percy Julian. For the Indians, a little bit of a different lineup today. Caleb Ballard along with Andrew Voiles per the usual. Chris Robinson and Jeremiah Smiley in the lineup as well. But we'll see Tom Sudden getting a start here today for the Black and Gold. Not usually what we see with Sudden. A lot of times we would expect John Hudson-Winger to be in the starting lineup for this Indians team. So different approach here today for Wetumpka.
Yeah, and I think it's Sudden got about an inch or two on Wingard, although Wingard has done a great job really crashing that offensive glass, but I think Sudden gives the Indians a little bit of a better defensive alignment. He's really been a stark defender of that paint, and I think that could be the reason for the start today.
Well, we saw Sudden get a lot of playing time when Wingard was gone while he was out on his AHSA All-Star football game trip, and that maybe has given Sudden the opportunity to see a little bit more action here today. Wetumpka in their all-white jerseys with the gold trim and black numbers, while Percy Julian has bright orange uniforms with their navy blue numbering and the letters PJ High on the front of the jerseys. Both teams getting ready to go here, as we'll pause just a moment for station identification on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
105.1 WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Gavin Baxley here along with Mitch Petrie as we've just wrapped up our starting lineup introductions here, and both teams getting in their final messaging in the huddles before they take to the floor. The head coach of the Indians, of course, is Stephen Thomas, with Bryant Johnson, the head ball coach for this Percy Julian team. And a little bit of a credit here to Percy Julian. All of their coaching staff wearing suits today. Gotta respect it. Love the effort in the dressing. Wetumpka in their black hoodies today, all matching. As both teams on the floor, set for the jump ball. Jason Harris and Caleb Ballard will be there for the jump ball. Wetumpka and Percy Julian just about set to get underway. After the girls got a 20-point victory, now the Indians looking to do the same. Indians will win the jump ball. Andrew Voiles will have it. He'll pass to Smiley, but it goes out of bounds. No, he saved it, but sent it right to Jason Harris for Percy Julian. Here comes Daquan Johnson, as he will give to Muhammad. A quick turnover here forced by Percy Julian. Muhammad driving inside, but gives it right over to Tom Sudden for the Indians. Voiles now for the black and gold. He'll give to Robinson, looking at Ballard. Now Voiles, long three from the far wing. Got it! Opening three for the Indians.
And love to see Voiles hit his stride early. He's the best shooter on this team coming into this one, shooting 42% from beyond the arc.
Percy Julian was quickly on the attack. Daquan Johnson couldn't get anything to fall, but a rebound from Porter and a putback makes it 3-2. Robinson will give to Smiley. Back to Robinson as they look at Suddeth. Now Smiley again. Near corner three, no good. Suddeth with a nice rebound. Open Voiles for three. Same spot, different result. Missed it. But Smiley there for the rebound and the putback. Now Percy Julian trying to inbound it there. It is deflected as Caleb Ballard knocked it away there for a moment. 6:44 left in the first quarter. And Percy Julian trailing 5-2 at the moment as they face a little bit of pressure bringing it up court. They finally do get it across. Porter right under the basket up against Suddeth, and he'll get the basket. Damone Porter with both buckets for Percy Julian so far. Robinson will try and pass to Smiley, but it is deflected and out of bounds.
Robinson getting ready to inbound this one, and got to think he's going to look right over to Voiles, and he does.
Deep three. Voiles will pull that three off the front of the iron. Tom Suddeth got the board, then a putback effort from Ballard, no good, but Robinson much more successful on his attempt.
And all three buckets made by different Indians, getting everybody involved early like we talked about pregame.
Jason Harris there under the basket, quickly able to get it after a long pass from the backcourt. 7-6 the score now. Less than 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Smiley giving to Ballard, scrambling for it for a moment. Whistle blown as a man falls to the deck. And this one will draw a foul, I believe. It was Jason Harris who fell. I think Harris is the one that's called for the foul as well on some contact there. Robinson inbounding and gave it to Voiles. He'll pass now to Smiley. Back to Voiles again. Indians trying to penetrate inside. They do. There's Ballard with the jam. And the crowd roars.
Welcome to the ball game, Caleb.
Muhammad now, as Wetumpka is letting him know. The dunk there on Lamar Anderson, and Wetumpka's student section won't let him hear anything less about it. Daquan Johnson trying to drive in, and it is rejected by Suddeth. There's Voiles. Ballard again with another jam. Timeout, Percy Julian.
Well, it looks like this team and this student section are both 100% ready for area play. Indians coming out hot in this student section, alive and well.
Back-to-back dunks from Caleb Ballard. A statement there from the Indians as they lead it 11-6 with 5:05 left in the first quarter on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
First quarter action is brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagan is there.
To 6 the score after back-to-back dunks from Caleb Ballard. He's building on top of what was already some nice momentum for the Indians. They had a three-pointer made from Andrew Voiles to start the contest. And we've seen some nice defense from Tom Suddeth as well with a rejection or two. 5:05 left in the quarter as Percy Julian will inbound it and try and get some momentum of their own. Tahir Muhammad with it for the Phoenix. Muhammad looking for somewhere to go as he's being guarded heavily by Suddeth. He'll try and drive down the paint, going up for it, taken away by Suddeth. Now back to Smiley. He goes up for one and can't get the lay. There's Ballard going up, and a foul called on the putback effort. Damone Porter called for it that time. Caleb Ballard shooting two. And, wow, Percy Julian is about to sub out their entire team here as Ballard makes the first free throw. All five of the players on the floor a moment ago now heading to the bench. A complete reset for Percy Julian as Coach Johnson of Percy Julian wants to try something different. Ernest Shuford on the floor as well as Jeremiah Cheney. We got Chauncey Petaway out there. Cameron Ingram all on the floor for the Phoenix. Here's Ingram with it right now. Jamar Harris also on the court for the Phoenix. Ingram, bounce pass, almost stolen away, but got it over. Now Petaway under the basket. Can't go after Suddeth's great defense. Voiles will bring it back up with a 13-6 advantage. Smiley to Voiles. Now around the horn, giving to Robinson. Looking for somewhere to go from that far corner. Bounce pass that goes between the legs of Smiley there. He recovers it just in time before it goes into the backcourt. But a whistle blown, and they're going to say a turnover. No, timeout. Pardon. Called by Wetumpka there. Probably a good decision on Coach Thomas's part. Things started to get a little bit out of whack there for the Indians on offense.
Yeah, you had Smiley trapped up in the corner, baseline or sideline on one side and half-court line right behind him. Didn't have anywhere really to go with it. Outstretched arms of the Percy Julian defender, and a good timeout call there from Coach Thomas.
Indians have looked pretty smooth so far. That was the most disoriented possession they've had. They have a chance to redeem themselves here with that timeout being called. They'll still have it in just a couple moments. 4:03 left to go in the first quarter. Andrew Voiles will inbound from the far sideline for Wetumpka. Voiles will give to Robinson. Back to Voiles again as he loops around. He'll pass to Ballard at the top of the key. Robinson now looking for somewhere to go with it. And stolen away now. Jamar Harris manages to take it. And here comes Ernest Shuford. Shuford gives to Jamar Harris. He'll pull one right from the free throw line. And it is off to the left a bit, but a foul is called. And it'll go against Chris Robinson for Wetumpka. Two free throws coming for Percy Julian.
Yeah, not sure exactly I saw what that foul call was from.
It would have been some late contact if it was there. Nothing on the initial part of the shot, but may have had something on his way back down. Jamar Harris makes the first free throw. Makes it 13-7 with one more coming. The Indian student section giving it to him there for a moment, but it doesn't stop him from going 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Robinson giving to Smiley as he comes back across the court. Had it poked away for a moment. Smiley reached for it there, and that was ill-advised. Think it would have been called out against Percy Julian had he not touched it. Ernest Shuford inbounding now for Percy Julian. Now Ingram with it. Looking somewhere to go. Gives to Shuford. Shuford heavily covered by Voiles here as he gives to Jamar Harris again. The defense has been dialed for Wetumpka so far. Now Smiley covering Harris as he drives in, tries for a floater. Suddeth couldn't get the rebound, but he does get the rejection as Jamar Harris went up for it. Harris recovers it, pulls a jumper, no good. Suddeth on the rebound effort. It goes out of bounds, last touched by Chauncey Petaway. Another battle there on the glass, but Tom Suddeth continues to win. Inbound there is poked away by Ernest Shuford. Indians had a couple, I guess, for lack of a better word, lazy turnovers in the tournament play out at Stanhope Elmore a couple weeks ago, mainly on inbound plays. As now Boyles has in the backcourt, taken away. He just fumbled it as he tried to pass. A layup no good. Boyles recovers, then has it stolen from behind by Shuford. There comes Percy Julian again. Cameron Ingram. Ingram Back up top, slows everything down again. Shuford has it, and will give to Jamar Harris. Harris looking for somewhere to go with it. He finds Shuford again up top. Having a tough time penetrating on this drive, at least for the moment. Or on this possession, that is. Shuford will give to Harris again. Lost his dribble for a moment. We are right at 2 minutes left to play in the first quarter, as now Harris can't make a hooking shot. A putback effort, no good as well. Suddeth comes away with the board. Chaney missed that putback, and now Voiles has it in the post for Wetumpka. Fadeaway off the spin, you bet. Great effort from Voiles.
A great effort, and everything's falling for him already. Voiles has already got 5 points for the Indians.
Five of the 15 so far, as Ballard has been a big contributor for the Indians so far as well. Three-pointer from up top is good from Cameron Ingram. And that gives Percy Julian some life now. 15-11. Minute 20 left in the first quarter. LT Davis trying to give to Voiles. Almost stolen away. Now Davis picks it up. Wide open. Ballard up for a jam again. Put him on the poster. Goodness gracious. Jeremiah Chaney went to cover it, but you're not going to stop Caleb Ballard. He draws the foul on the dunk.
And I think that is by far the loudest we've heard this gym get. Caleb Ballard just showing all the flashes of athleticism and size, just getting it done everywhere for the Indians.
17-11 with a free throw coming for Wetumpka. Indians making a handful of substitutions. Miller Lombardi on the floor. John Hudson Winger makes it on for the first time. Chauncey Petaway coming out for Percy Julian as Jason Harris will re-enter. Now Ballard, first of the and one free throw, couldn't manage to take advantage of it. Lamar Anderson got the rebound. And with just over a minute left to play in the first quarter, it's 17-11 Wetumpka. The Phoenix with it now with Shuford. They'll try and drive past Lombardi, going up for it. Can't get it from the right side, but a foul called against Lombardi. There's 52 seconds left in the quarter now as two free throws coming for Ernest Shuford the third. Action-packed first quarter so far as Shuford makes the first of the two free throws. One more coming in a moment. And Shuford misses the second. Rebound from Caleb Ballard. Voiles bringing it up the floor. 40 seconds left in the quarter now. Pass to Lombardi. Down the baseline. He'll go up with one and drops one in. 19-12 Indians. 30 seconds left in the first.
Good bucket there for Lombardi. Always tricky when you're going for a layup along the baseline there. Don't have the backboard to help you out.
Shuford giving to Anderson as 20 seconds are left on the clock now in the first quarter. Now Shuford with it again. He'll pass back to Anderson. He pulls a three. He tries to bank it. No good. And Ballard with a rebound. Here comes Voiles down the floor. 1v4 there as he'll find Wingard, who comes in from behind. And Wingard is there for the bucket. There's the buzzer. And that will end the first quarter. Wetumpka with a remarkably exciting first quarter. 21-12. Indians on top of the Phoenix after the first 8 minutes on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Second quarter action. is brought to you by Golf Video. Live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
Wetumpka leads it 21-12 as we enter quarter number two. Percy Julian will have possession to start off the second quarter of play. The Phoenix with it here as Muhammad will kick out. A three from Anderson won't go, and a rebound there from Chris Robinson. 9-point advantage for the black and gold as Robinson will bring it up, try and drive down himself. He'll go up with it, draws a foul called against Jason Harris.
That's the second foul of the night already for Jason Harris, just 15 seconds into this second quarter.
Robinson shooting two. Had a bucket in the first quarter. And now at the line, he'll miss the first. Trying to make it a 10-point lead as Jason Harris will come out of the ball game, and entering once again is Jeremiah Cheney for Percy Julian. Second free throw. It won't go either. Wingard almost had the rebound there, but ends up stumbling out of bounds. Indians come up empty on that possession. As here comes Tahir Muhammad working in tandem with Daquan Johnson. Johnson will give to Anderson. And Anderson now working with Porter. Muhammad with it again. 7:20 left in the second quarter. He drives inside and will lay it in. Just had the C part for him there as he drove down the left side of the lane. 21-14 the score now. Robinson to Voiles. Voiles has some room driving down the baseline. Can't get the lay, but again, a foul is called at the basket. Jeremiah Cheney called for the shooting foul. Cheney just came into the ball game, immediately draws a foul, or is called for one, that is. Check that. It's Damone Porter who was called for it, not Cheney. Voiles missed the first free throw. Chauncey Petway will come into the game now for Percy Julian. Out will come Jeremiah Cheney. Second free throw from Boyles. Got that one. Indians have struggled from the free throw line early on, but they take advantage finally. 22-14 Wetumpka. 7 minutes left in the second quarter. Muhammad will give to Porter. Now over to Johnson. Still from beyond the arc, covered by Chris Robinson. He'll try and drive in with the right hand. He'll go up for one. Can't make it. Petway races in for a board. Can't get a putback, though. Now Voiles, he's got it. Coast to coast, no problem. Lays it in, and a 10-point lead for Wetumpka.
No problem for Voiles there, just doing it all himself. Thank you very much.
Tahir Muhammad now with it for Percy Julian. Down by 10 already. He'll pass to the near corner. It's Shuford who has it. He goes up for one. That's Anderson. Hook shot there from inside the paint. He makes it 24-16 after the make. Now, Voiles was racing down. He drew a foul called on the floor against Percy Julian. A couple substitutions now for Wetumpka. Suddeth and Ballard coming back out onto the floor, and the two of the starters for this Indians team back out on the floor. You've got four starters and then LT Davis out there as well, who's been a contributor early on defensively. Robinson will drive in. He kicks out to Voiles, but has his pass deflected. That time last touch by Daquan Johnson, who got a hand on it. Voiles from the baseline. Gives to Ballard, who passes to Robinson. Robinson to Voiles. Far corner, looking for somewhere to go here as he thought about the three. Now he's trapped and in trouble. Stolen away for a moment. Now they've got it. And an easy layup there from Daquan Johnson. Good team effort there from Johnson and Lamar Anderson to force that trap and the steal and eventually get the bucket. 24-18 left now. 5:30 to go in the second quarter. Ballard in the post. Spinning. Gives to Voiles. Open for three. No good. Off the front of the rim. Voiles chases it down and gets his own board. Now Davis open for three. That one spins around and falls through. 27-18, Wetumpka. And a backcourt called against Percy Julian here as Tahir Muhammad came up the floor. He tried to dribble behind his back, and at one point, Damone Porter thought he was losing it as he was coming up from behind and touched it from the backcourt, and that's what calls it. 27-18, and Wetumpka has possession again with Chris Robinson. He'll try and drive down now. Takes a floater there and gets it to fall despite Petaway trying to draw the charge. No call at all as it's 29-18. Thinking about a three is Daquan Johnson. He'll think better of it and give to Damone Porter. Now Muhammad passing to Anderson. Top of the key for three. Got it. Big three there for Percy Julian. Now Robinson giving to Davis as they struggle to make it up the floor, but they finally do. Robinson with it now. He'll drive up the paint and manage to get a lay to fall and draw the foul. Heading to the free throw line for an and one is Chris Robinson. ...31-21 with an and one free throw coming. Made the free throw, and it's an 11-point advantage for Wetumpka. As a pass to the near corner there to Daquan Johnson, it will go out of bounds there. Johnson just couldn't hold on to it. And another turnover here. Frustrations for Percy Julian. Lobbing pass, and now LT Davis giving to Ballard. Spinning around. Fadeaway overshoots that one. And a rebound there from Damone Porter. He and Tahir Muhammad working their way up. Now Anderson trying to drive in. He'll kind of underhand toss it up. It turns into kind of a pass. Back to Anderson for three. Bottom again. Lamar Anderson getting hot from beyond the arc. 32-24 the score. Now Andrew Voiles looking inside. Tom Suddeth. Suddeth getting, well, thought that was going to be a foul called against Percy Julian. It seemed like a lot of contact going on there between him and Petaway. And instead, they're going to call Suddeth for one.
Yeah, that's a tough foul call there. He had the defender go over the back of the of Suddeth and kind of wrap around his arm. Can't believe that foul call was on Tom Suddeth.
This is an interesting strategy here from Coach Johnson. He just subbed in three players at once again. Seems like he's just continuing to give different looks to this Indians team, and that's kind of helping him to maybe throw off Wetumpka's defensive efforts. Now Cameron Ingram, who gave to Harris, now back up top and center to Shuford. He'll give over now to Petaway. Jamar Harris with it again now as they still try and set things up, just moving the ball around for the moment. Ingram directing traffic. He'll back off now. Just over 3:10 to play. Anderson driving down, kicks out. Three from the far corner off the front of the rim there. No good on the effort from Ingram, but a good save that goes right to Ingram, who stepped out of bounds. Robinson with it now for Wetumpka, will inbound. More substitutions for Percy Julian now. It's Jamar Harris out there along with Damone Porter. Ernest Shuford, Cameron Ingram out there, as well as Lamar Anderson. Robinson has it stolen away there on his way to the front court, and now Cameron Ingram has it. He passes to Shuford and gives now to Anderson. Long three that is short. Good save effort, but it goes right to Wetumpka. Shuford was able to keep it in play. Voiles has a pass that is now deflected, picked up by Ingram. They'll race back down. And in the post here is Jamar Harris, who needs help. Three-pointer now from the far corner from Shuford. No good. Last touched again, though, by Wetumpka.
I think Tom Sudduth will get credit for a block on that one. Came crashing down on the near corner, and looks like he got a finger on it.
Percy Julian now with it again. They'll try and drive in. Now kick out Shuford in the near corner. Going across the way again, giving to Anderson. Back up top, Jamar Harris. Harris now drives in. Floater with the right hand. Got it. Cuts it back to a six-point game now. Inbound, stolen away for a moment. Whistle blown. And I think they're going to say Cameron Ingram stepped out of bounds before he could save it from going out. He jumped in front of the pass intended for Jeremiah Smiley, but didn't have anyone to give it to as his momentum carried him out of play. Robinson floating a pass to Smiley now as they get up court for a moment, but then it's deflected by Lamar Anderson, but out of bounds again. 2 minutes left to go in the first half. Wetumpka with possession now in the front court as they will inbound from the near sideline. Andrew Voiles directing traffic now as he'll pass it in the backcourt to Chris Robinson. Robinson to Voiles. Looks inside. Sudduth now in the post. Open Lombardi in the far corner. He pulls the three. No good. Rebound now for Percy Julian. Porter racing down the floor. He'll beat everybody. Couldn't get the lay, but I think they're going to say that there was basket interference there. And, yeah, that's going to go against Tom Sudduth. I think he touched the rim as it was within the cylinder, and that makes it 32-28. After the credit to Damone Porter will go for a bucket. Miller Lombardi gets to Robinson. Now Sudduth in the front court. Sudduth has it poked away. Now racing for it. An easy pickup and bucket for Jamar Harris. Timeout Wetumpka. 32-30 now with a minute 29 left to go in the first half. And this one is a close one all over again.
Yeah, the Indians were up by double digits, but this really, what I feel like has changed the game so far for the Phoenix. They really started pressing on both ends of the floor, really playing that tight defensive coverage, and the Indians have turned the ball over a few times as a result.
They've continued to force the turnovers, but unlike the girls' matchup, Percy Julian has taken full advantage of those turnovers so far in this first half. That's what made it a two-point game again. We saw something like this in those last two games of the Stanhope Elmore tournament. Wetumpka would get out to a big lead and then have it close right back up on them. Something we saw a lot in that Central of Coosa County game, and we're seeing it again here tonight. Make sure to stick around for our City of Wetumpka halftime show that will immediately follow the conclusion of this second quarter. Coach Thomas passionately delivering his message to Wetumpka here as he tries to get the guys fired up once again after giving up a little bit of a run here. Indians led by as much as 10, and now it's a two-point advantage. Chris Robinson inbounding from the baseline. And they'll get it in to Lombardi as he, Robinson, and Voiles work their way up the floor. Getting it across half court, looking inside. Caleb Ballard has room. Goes up for a light, almost jam, but more of a layup that time. Playing it safe to make it 34-30. Now coming down to the last minute of the first half. Shuford with it as we hit 1 minute to go right now. Lamar Anderson with it. Trying to direct traffic here for a moment. He'll pass to Ingram. Now Ingram calling out the shots. Anderson with it. looking for somewhere to go as he's covered by Voiles. Now he'll try and drive, but backs off again instead, giving to Ingram. Just over 30 seconds left now. Bounce pass almost stolen away. Anderson has it. Thought about looking for that three. He had a little bit of space, but instead gave to Ingram. 20 seconds as now Percy Julian seems to be playing for the last shot of the half. Schuford now with 12 seconds, down to 10, looks inside. Anderson, 8 seconds, 7, 6, 5, 4, driving inside. Schuford, floating one, can't get it. 2, 1, and Indians won't get a shot off. It was no good by Boyles anyway from half court. 34-30 the score at the halftime mark. Wetumpka and Percy Julian in an all-out battle after the first 16 minutes. We'll take a break when we return. The City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Come on, come to Collier.
It's the 2025 model year sales event at Collier Ford. Drive home America's favorites with zero down, 0% APR financing, and no payments for 90 days. That's right. Get into a new Explorer, F-150, Escape, and more without paying a penny up front. And enjoy 3 full months before your first payment. Don't miss out. Come on. Come to Collier.
Come to Collier.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
This is the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. I'm Mitch Petrie. Alongside Gavin Baxley, Indians lead it by 4, 34-30, after a hard-fought first half. Thinking about that first half, first name that comes to mind is Caleb Ballard. He leads the way for the Indians with 9 points and had a few electrifying dunks that really got this crowd into it as well. You've got quite a few Indians who have scored points in this one, 7 different Indians getting their name in the box score. Chris Robinson had 6 points of his own, all coming from inside the three-point line, and he had 3 assists to go along with it. Andrew Boyles has 8 points, doing a great job as well, and he's also passing the ball real well. He's gotten 5 assists with it as well. Look at the defensive end. You've got Tom Sutton, hasn't had a point yet in this one, but he comes away with 4 blocks and 6 rebounds in that first half, really doing a great job of locking down that paint for this Indians team.
Yeah, he's been remarkable so far. Both Sutton and Ballard have really been the key focus points for this Indians team in the paint, one on the offense and one on the defensive side. And you just have to look at Sutton with those rejections multiple different times for being able to keep Percy Julian at bay a lot, despite giving up a little bit of a run there at the end of that first half to give Percy Julian just a 4-point deficit at the halftime break.
Yeah, and a big contributor to kind of cutting the cutting away at that lead was Indians turning the ball over. 9 turnovers as a team in that first half. Not what you're looking for Coach Stephen Thomas, and that's something that he had mentioned. He wants to see this team get a lot better at as this season goes on, and ever important in area play to not give your opponent more chances than they deserve.
Yeah, for sure. And Wetumpka has done that more than they would like to, and that's been an ongoing issue for this Indians team over the last couple of games that we have had the coverage of. But it's also something that Wetumpka has been able to overcome one way or another. And despite the 4-point lead, they can absolutely clean that up a little bit and easily be able to expand on this 4-point lead. At the moment, I feel like they've really been efficient on getting the looks inside. They've had a couple made threes, but again, they want to be able to kind of take more advantage of that. We saw Andrew Voiles knock down that first three. Hasn't made a three since then, though, has Voiles. So hoping that he can maybe get a little bit more going there from beyond the arc.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, only 6 3-point shot attempts. Excuse me, for the Indians in that first half. 2 of them were made, so shooting the ball at a 33% clip. Not bad at all if you're the Indians. And you've definitely had a couple more open looks that you decided to pass out of. So if you're the Indians, you could definitely break this thing wide open if you start taking and making a few more of those shots.
Yeah, no doubt. Wetumpka right now with a 4-point advantage over Percy Julian at the half. Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home with affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region. CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. It's 34-30, Wetumpka with the lead. When we return, second half action between the Indians and the Phoenix on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
For power, performance, and adventure, you'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
WRFS is WRFS FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Third quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at radioalabamasports.net.
We get ready for the third quarter of action. Wetumpka leads it 34-30 over Percy Julian at the halfway point. Gavin Maxley here alongside Mitch Petrie. As the fans are ready to go, so are the players on the floor here breaking their respective huddles and getting ready for the last 16 minutes of play. Wetumpka led by 10 points at one point in this game and had their lead dwindle all the way to just a two-point difference. Now they lead by four as we enter the third quarter of play. Wetumpka got to be a little bit more consistent in this second half. Can't give up big runs like they did in the first half.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're the Indians, you're looking to get a bucket here coming right out of the half and get the momentum back swinging in your direction.
Saw a really hot start from this Indians team in the first half in those first couple minutes. See what they can do here at the beginning of the second half. Miller Lombardi will give the Voiles. He'll pull a three, and just like the first half, it's a made three-pointer from Andrew Voiles to start the play. 37-30, Indians with the advantage. Percy Julian now trailing by seven. Damone Porter, bounce pass to Tahir Muhammad. Jason Harris now looking to try and drive down with the right hand. Down the right side of the lane, can't get it to go after a nice play. Couldn't finish it off. Pass now to Robinson as he's in trouble. He'll take a dribble, go up with it anyway, and got it to go. Back-to-back buckets for the Indians make it 39-30 as we're 1 minute through this third quarter. Muhammad up top. Anderson with it now for Percy Julian. He'll try and drive inside, going up for it. Got it, and the foul. Foul is called against Miller Lombardi that time as the bucket will count, and he will shoot a free throw. 6:53 left in the third quarter. Lamar Anderson with the and one. And he can't take advantage, but a good rebound here. Damone Porter gets it for Percy Julian, and they have a chance to extend the points from this possession. Three ball now, no good from Muhammad. And Wetumpka puts a stop to that. Voiles with it now for the Indians. He'll drive down, but then bailed on it. He gave to Lombardi. He pulls along two. Got it. Great shot from Lombardi. 41-32, Wetumpka.
Coach Thomas talks about spreading the ball out. What better way to start the half? Three different Indians scoring three buckets.
A shot attempt there from right under the basket. Wouldn't go. And now a three-pointer from Chris Robinson. No good as well. Indians will get the board, though, thanks to Suddeth. Lombardi open for three. No good. Suddeth racing in for the rebound. A lot of contact as he comes down hard on the ground. And a whistle blown. A foul called on the rebound effort there. Jason Harris involved in that. And they're going to call this against Percy Julian as Chris Robinson will inbound. Mass substitutions again here for the Phoenix. Five new players out on the floor with Cameron Ingram and Shuford leading the way, along with Jamar Harris. Petaway out there as well. Andrew Voiles will get the inbound. Rounding out the lineup right now for Percy Julian, Jeremiah Cheney. Here comes Voiles down the paint, though. Lost control of it, goes off his foot and out of bounds. Percy Julian retakes possession. Shuford got it into Cameron Ingram as they work together to bring it up. Shuford gives to Jamar Harris. Harris now trying to figure out what to do with it. Percy Julian getting a play ran. They give to Schuford now. Back to Harris once more. 5:30 left to go in the third. Harris to Ingram. Percy Julian trailing by 9 right now. Looking to try and cut into it here. Petaway not dribbling here. He's just holding on to it, trying to keep Ballard from ripping it away. He gave over to Harris, and now a man open, a three-pointer, no good from Cameron Ingram. Rebound, though, from Schuford. Took advantage of multiple bodies on the floor and had no one there to block him as he goes up for an easy lay. 41-34, Indians. Now a pass down the floor, Caleb Ballard. He's in trouble now, looking for somewhere to go. He tries to throw it off the body of Petaway, but instead, Petaway is going to be able to take it away. I think a foul was called right after that as well. Percy Julian will inbound now in the backcourt as they got it to Ingram. Was not a foul there, by the way. It was just out of bounds, last touch by Ballard. 4:30 left in the first, or in the third quarter, that is. Schuford with it. He'll bounce pass to Ingram. Ingram driving down the lane. Floater now, and it will go. A dramatic roll before it finally falls. And then Tom Suddett there is going to be called for a violation, I guess. I think he stepped over the line as he was inbounding. And that will give possession back to Percy Julian on a costly mistake. Led by 9 a moment ago, now just 5. Petaway gives to Harris. Looks, gives to Ingram. He pulls a 3 air ball there as Schuford got the rebound, though. And his effort was batted away. Ingram drove in and had it rejected, sent out of bounds. Percy Julian still with possession.
And who else to send it out of bounds other than Tom Suddeth picking up yet another block in the box score.
4:01 left in the third quarter now. Chaney will give to Schuford. Bounce pass over to Ingram. Cameron Ingram tried to pass it, had it deflected. Now Boyles picks it up for the Indians, driving coast to coast. Can't get the lay, and a good rebound there for Percy Julian. That time it was Petaway who managed to come away with it. Jamar Harris gives over to Schuford, and we reset. Driving down the paint now is Schuford. He's in trouble and kicks back out to Petaway. Petaway now driving down the baseline, and I think he stepped out of bounds first, and he did. 3:31 left in the third now. Indians with possession and a 5-point advantage. More substitutions for Percy Julian. Petaway will come out, and Lamar Anderson goes back in. He was hot from 3 in that first half. Interested to see if he can get hot again here. Long pass to Ballard, almost stolen away. He picks it up, Euro steps, can't get the lay. LT Davis couldn't get the putback either. Indians come up empty on that trip. Now a pass to Ingram, who lost control of it, and it goes out of bounds, last touched by the Phoenix. Well, Indians had a mistake, and then Percy Julian had one of their own, and we'll call it a wash there. 3:15 left in the third. Percy Julian with even more substitutions now. Porter on the floor with Anderson, Daquan Johnson, Tahir Muhammad, as well as Jeremiah Chaney. Caleb Ballard on the floor for the Indians as he had it. He gave to Voiles. Now over to Chris Robinson. Tom Suddeth getting set up as he'll set a pick. And now a pick and roll action that is stolen away here by Anderson. He gave it over, and an easy bucket there for Tahir Muhammad. 41-38. Voiles gives to Lombardi in the front court. Indians have numbers, gives to Suddeth. He can't get it to go either. Great defense by the Phoenix. Here comes Lamar Anderson. He'll pull a 3, got it, and we are tied. Coach Thomas wants a timeout, and he'll get it. You can hear the Percy Julian fans now as they get excited. It is all knotted up, 41-41. 2:31 left to play in the third quarter. here as things are heating up for the Phoenix now as they rise up and tie it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it all kind of started with a couple of costly turnovers on the Indians. Kind of been the story of these last few games, like we discussed so much. And a good timeout call there by Coach Thomas. Kind of give your guys a chance to kind of clear their heads, settle down a little bit, and try to swing back into this one.
Wetumpka again had a solid lead there for a couple moments, and then Percy Julian puts together a run, and that's what puts us back knotted up. And Wetumpka with another costly turnover. Goodness. Chris Robinson inbounded to Voiles, and then Voiles was going to give it right back to Robinson. I think he stepped out of bounds, or still had a foot out of bounds when he got it. And that leads to another turnover. Now Indians are going to force one. Ballard gets it. Can't get the jam, though. And Percy Julian scrambles, comes away with it. Johnson gives to Anderson. He'll go with the underhand lay. Couldn't get it. And we remain tied. Chris Robinson picks it up as he gives to Voiles. Voiles looking inside. Suddeth is going to be harassed there by Jeremiah Cheney, and a foul is called. Called on the floor here. Indians will inbound from the baseline. 2:02 left in the third quarter. Voiles lobs one to Ballard. Now Robinson back to Voiles again from the near wing. As he looks back up top with Robinson. Voiles again inside to Ballard. Almost had it stolen away. It goes out of bounds. Last touched by Damone Porter. Run out of bounds on the near sideline. Indians will inbound from right in front of their own bench. Chris Robinson doing it. He'll give to Voiles. Now Robinson again in the near corner. Lombardi now up top, driving down the lane. Going for the floater, couldn't connect. Managed to come away with it on his own and gives to Suddeth. Lost it, went to Lombardi again though, and now poked away. Daquan Johnson this time has a lane, and he can't get the roll either. No one can score after that timeout. It's still tied up. Here comes Voiles now. He goes up, can't get it, but a foul called against Jeremiah Cheney. Percy Julian doesn't like that one. It's the fourth foul called against Cheney here. And I believe Coach Johnson is going to have to sub him out. Had an issue with the clock there for a moment. It kept running after the foul. And so they'll have to put a few seconds back on it. 1:40 left to go in the third quarter. Andrew Voiles shooting two free throws with a chance to give the Indians the lead once again. Still some discussion here with our scoreboard operator. And they're gonna have to undo the substitution here for just a moment because they're supposed to wait until in between the two free throws, and they went ahead and let them sub, so kind of just a formality here. Now Voiles will finally get to shoot the first of the two free throw attempts as he gets it to bounce off the back of the rim, just could not get it to drop. Now they'll finally actually sub out Jeremiah Cheney, and Jason Harris will take his place. Second free throw coming for Voiles as he tries to give the Indians a one-point advantage if he can make it, and he can't. We're still tied. Ballard with a rebound, though. He'll go up, got it to go, and finally someone scores after that Indians timeout. Minute 30 left in the third. Indians lead at 43-41. Johnson now, he'll drive in, floater, and he's got it, and we're tied up again. 43 each. Robinson for the Indians ran into some traffic, gave to Suddeth. Suddeth with it in the paint, goes up, can't get it to go in the post as Percy Julian trying to bring it up the floor, and it is poked away. Last touch, though, by Daquan Johnson. A turnover there as the Indians put some pressure in the backcourt. Robinson inbounding for Wetumpka with a tie ball game at 43 each. Voiles trying to drive. He lost control of it on his own there, and he's frustrated with himself. No one really got to him. He just kind of stumbled, tripped up, and then lost it. Voiles is holding his hand here. Not sure if there's anything to that. I think he's going to have a trainer look at him here as he's holding kind of his wrist area on that left hand. Hope he's all right. He subs out as LT Davis came in for him. Percy Julian has it now with 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Johnson will give to Anderson. Anderson passing over now. This is Muhammad. Working its way back around to Anderson again at the top of the key. 35 seconds left in the third. Johnson's pass now stolen away. Here comes LT Davis. Can't get the lay. Lombardi with the board, and he's got it to go. 45-43. 20 seconds left in the third now. Percy Julian down by two. 15 seconds left in the quarter. Looking inside right under the basket. Porter can't get it. Lombardi with the rebound. 10 seconds left. Now down to seven. Stolen away again for the moment. Percy Julian has it. Lombardi gets it off the scramble. 1 second. Three from Ballard. No good. 45-43. Another action-packed quarter between these two. Indians with a two-point advantage with one quarter to go on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Everyday sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury that doesn't require a trip to the ER. Baptist Ortho now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week. Online at baptisthealth.org. 45-43, Wetumpka leading it over Percy Julian as we enter the fourth quarter of play. Getting the student section fired up just a little bit as they just tossed out a bunch of Wetumpka basketball shirts. Love to see that. As everyone gets to throw on some black and gold now. Percy Julian will have possession to start the final quarter of play. 4 the Phoenix now. They'll try and get a floater to go and can't connect there from Jason Harris. Indians with a two-point lead and possession. Lombardi has it in the backcourt there. Almost had it stolen. Now Voiles, far wing for three, no good. Suddeth with a good rebound, though. Going into the post here, bodies hit the floor. Bucket won't go. 7:30 left now. Passing over. Near corner for three, no good. And it'll go off the top of the backboard and called out of play. Daquan Johnson missed that three-pointer.
Good to see Voiles back in the game. That's a guy the Indians really don't want to lose, and especially in a game as tight as this.
Lombardi gives to Voiles. He'll float one up, going for an alley there with Caleb Ballard. Can't connect on it, and it leads to the turnover. Percy Julian in transition. Can't get a lay from Damone Porter. Now Chris Robinson quickly coming down the floor. He'll go up. Can't get it, but he does draw the foul and will head to the free throw line.
That was a good job there by Chris Robinson. Saw the defender crashing right in on top of him and kind of jumped into him in hopes of drawing the foul. Works out for him that time.
Robinson shooting two free throws now for the black and gold. 7 minutes left to play and a two-point lead for Wetumpka. Having to clean up a wet spot real quick right under the basket nearest the Wetumpka bench. Indians trying to expand on the two-point lead that they have right now. No one has scored after the first minute of this fourth quarter. Robinson with a chance to change that here, but Wetumpka has struggled a little bit from the free throw line so far today.
They absolutely have, and that's something you work on every day in practice, and Coach Thomas really hoping that pays off here.
First free throw for Robinson, and it does pay off to some degree. He makes that one and extends the lead now to 46-43. One more free throw about to come. Percy Julian with more substitutions. Jamar Harris back out there. They've got Lamar Anderson as Shuford will come to the floor as well. Jeremiah Cheney and Cameron Ingram on the floor for the Phoenix as well. Second free throw attempt, good as well. A 2-for-2 trip there from Chris Robinson makes it 47-43 Indians. Cameron Ingram now. Slowly dribbling his way up, slowing everything down, letting everyone catch their breath. Jamar Harris will give to Ingram. Now Anderson again. Back up top. Just moving the ball around, seeing what openings they can find as Ingram gives to Harris, and back and forth we go. Now Harris with it. Back to the top. They'll look now to the near corner. Shuford, Harris again. No one has penetrated inside the paint just yet. Now they'll drive in, and a travel is called against Cameron Ingram. As soon as they try to get within the arc there, they get called for the travel.
Yeah, and a costly one at that. In a four-point game, you really just can't afford to have turnovers, let alone driving to the basket. Maybe had a lane there, although Tom Sutton was waiting and ready to greet him.
Voiles will inbound for the Indians with the four-point lead. He gives to Robinson in the backcourt, being covered by Shuford, but he'll make it up anyway. Robinson now quickly driving down the lane and lost control of it. Last touched by Robinson, and a turnover there as he just lost control after it was poked out. Ingram now will walk up the floor. A much slower pace ever since those free throws here between the two teams, specifically Percy Julian. They have been in no hurry at the moment. Shuford will bounce pass it over to Anderson. He tries to drive in. Now gives to Ingram. Three from the near corner. No good. Rebound, though, and Jamar Harris gets it for Percy Julian, and they'll reset. Now Anderson near wing for three. Off the mark again. Another rebound from Harris. Top of the key for three. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Percy Julian with another chance. Three from Ingram again near corner. That time he got it. Big rebound there from Shuford. Managed to give Percy Julian another opportunity. They take advantage finally. 47-46 the score now. Wetumpka with the one-point lead. Ballard in the near corner for the Indians. He'll give to Robinson. He tries to drive in. Jump pass now to Ballard, who drives in. And now a foul is called after he drove down the baseline, tried to give to Lombardi, and there was contact between Ballard and Cameron Ingram right under the basket. I think that's where the foul is going to be. And Wetumpka will retain possession. 5:08 left now in the fourth quarter.
I think they actually called the foul on Cheney there, so he's got five, and he'll have to sit on the pine for the rest of this one.
Interesting. I thought Cameron Ingram was involved in that, but yeah, you're right. They'll give it to Cheney, and he has to exit. You can see our viewers can see the frustration from him. Suddeth has it just past the sideline there. He almost stepped out of bounds. Now scrambling for it as the Indians lost control of it. And a whistle blown on the scramble for possession here. Foul is called against Tom Suddeth. Percy Julian will have possession again. Down by one with a chance to take the lead. Miller Lombardi coming out of the game for Wetumpka. LT Davis on the floor in his place. Ingram bringing it up. Less than 5 minutes to go. It's a one-point game with Percy Julian trailing with possession. Shuford will give to Ingram up top again. Now back to Shuford. They'll continue to work together until they can find something. Shuford still standing at the logo with Ingram now as he takes it. Now Shuford again. Travel called against Ernest Shuford. He took one step there and then took another without the dribble, and that's what will get him called for it. 4:31 left after a frustrating turnover called on Percy Julian. They've got to clean up another wet spot here after the scramble for possession we saw leading up to that Suddeth foul moments ago. And so we have to stop play just for a moment. Make sure to stick around afterwards. We'll have a talk with head coach Stephen Thomas at the conclusion of this one, and then we'll preview what's to come for the Stanhope Elmore matchup on Friday night. Boyles will give to Robinson. Now Robinson having to work really hard to get it up the floor. Crossover move. He'll drive in himself. Off the glass. Got it. What an effort from Chris Robinson.
Clutch plays coming down the stretch here from Robinson, nailing both of those free throws a few minutes ago and doing it all himself there.
Three-pointer from Anderson now. It looked good, but it was overshot there and air balls. 49-46, Wetumpka with possession, leading by three. Bounce pass to Robinson there, goes out of play as Anderson stumbles into the Wetumpka bench, and down goes a man there for the Indians. It was Watson Perdue sitting on the bench who got knocked over, and fortunately he's okay. All smiles there as he walks back over to the bench.
He'll wait on the floor there for a second, maybe trying to entice the officials into a call. Not going to work that time.
Less than 4 minutes to play now. Robinson will step back and pass to Voiles in the near corner. Voiles gives to Ballard, but Ballard can't catch the pass. It goes out of bounds, and another turnover. Jason Harris from the far sideline inbounding for Percy Julian as they now trail by three. 3:45 left to play in regulation. Tahir Muhammad, he'll give to Johnson. Now, near corner, three from Ingram. That one in and out, no good. Tom Suddeth with a rebound for the Indians. Voiles now will try and work his way up the floor and does efficiently, but then passes back to Chris Robinson, who hasn't made it across the half-court line. And another backcourt violation.
And just costly errors here on the Indians. First, you have the pass go out of bounds, and then just thinking Robinson was moving a little bit quicker than he was, did Voiles. Just two costly turnovers for the Indians.
He knew as soon as it came off his hands what was going to be the call there. As now Johnson with it for Percy Julian. Three ball, no good. Another rebound for Tom Suddeth. Robinson now will race up court, this time efficiently as he gives to Voiles. Now Ballard back to Voiles again. Pass to Robinson now. Poked away, stolen away. Pass now intercepted by LT Davis as he stops the fast break. And a lobbing pass there to Tom Suddeth, who ends up stepping out of bounds on the far end. As the pass across court there was just a little off target. And it causes a turnover where you really didn't need to throw it that far down. 2:50 left. Percy Julian with possession now. This is Jeremiah Cheney. Gives to Anderson. Pulls the three. Again, in and out. Percy Julian's pulled multiple threes. Can't connect. Now in transition, they tried to give to LT Davis, but he couldn't get it. And it goes out of play again. Last touch by Wetumpka.
Indians got to settle down here a little bit, trying to get too ahead of themselves and just forcing themselves into really tough, long passes.
Johnson from the baseline will give to Tahir Muhammad. Percy Julian's been a little ahead of themselves as well. They've shot three-point attempts on each of their last four possessions and have not been able to connect. Muhammad gives to Anderson. He lobs a pass to Johnson. Looking inside now. A near alley-oop play. Jason Harris was under the basket. Couldn't get anything to fall, though. Suddeth with the rebound. Robinson now has it as he floats a pass that was almost stolen. LT Davis now. Indians have numbers. Suddeth goes up and just casually drops that one in. 2 minutes left. Indians lead by five. Percy Julian needs a bucket soon. Three-pointer there. A lot of contact. Got the three, and he draws the foul. Tahir Muhammad from the top of the key made it. LT Davis jumped up to block and fell on him. And the three makes it 51-49 with an and one shot coming on what could be a four-point play.
Tough break there for the Indians, and just not what you want to see. Momentum erupted, and so did the Percy Julian fans into the hands of the Phoenix.
Four-point play opportunity. He's got it. It's 51-49, or 51-50, that is. Timeout called by Coach Johnson and Percy Julian. They needed a spark, and they certainly got one there. Minute 51 left to play in the fourth quarter, and Wetumpka only up by one now as Percy Julian finally finding some of that momentum again.
Yeah, they've been trying threes for the last few minutes and finally got one to fall through, and it was felt like it was almost do or die on that possession for the Phoenix. Really needed to get the bucket there, and they did.
Wetumpka with the one-point advantage. They'll have possession here as they come out of the timeout. Percy Julian feeling the momentum right now, both in the student section and then also in the huddle. A couple of them looking and smiling at the fans and some of their friends that they're seeing enjoying it. They're hoping they can pull this one out as the Indians lead it by one at the moment. You got to wonder what Coach Thomas might be telling his group right now after a foul on a three-point shot there and a lot of turnovers over the last minute or so.
Well, if I'm Coach Thomas, I'm telling the guys you've got to settle down a little bit. You're forcing yourself into bad positions. You got to let the game come to you a little bit. You can't make everything happen all at once.
Back on the floor now, Chris Robinson will inbound for the Indians. Percy Julian looking like they're going to press in the full court now. They'll get it to Voiles. Percy Julian backing off just a little bit here, but they'll keep him honest with one man back there. Robinson and Voiles working together there. Poked away, now stolen. Here comes Percy Julian with numbers. Anderson goes up, rejected, though, by Robinson. Here's Andrew Voiles to Lombardi. Wide open for three, no good. Ballard with a rebound, goes up, can't get it off the glass, but he draws the foul and he'll go to the free throw line.
Clutchest player of the night for the Indians, Chris Robinson. He is always there, it seems, when the Indians need him. What a chase down block to stop the Phoenix from taking a lead.
Caleb Ballard now shooting two as they'll try and extend this 1-point lead for Wetumpka. 51-50 the score, a minute 28 left to play.
And I think it goes without saying here, absolutely huge free throws coming at the line for Caleb Ballard.
Well, one side getting ready to get loud while the Indian side of the stands has gone silent here. Ballard makes the first free throw. Making 52-50. Miller Lombardi coming out. LT Davis coming back on the floor. It's Suddeth, Robinson, Ballard shooting the free throw here with LT Davis and Andrew Voiles. Voiles is standing all the way under the Percy Julian goal as Ballard makes that free throw. He was making sure that Cameron Ingram couldn't cherry pick the play there. It's 53-50. There's 1 minute, 20 seconds left to go in regulation. Now, a three-pointer from Johnson, no good. Indians come away with the rebound here with 1:10 left. Robinson has it stolen, then slapped away out of bounds. They're going to say in favor of Wetumpka.
Coach Johnson is not thrilled about that call, and neither are the Percy Julian fans, but both guys probably got a hand on it. It's just a toss-up call there that goes the way of the Indians.
106 left now as Robinson will have to inbound, something they've struggled with. They find Ballard wide open, jams it down. 55-50, Wetumpka up by five. 1 minute left. Three-pointer for Percy Julian, no good. Suddeth can't get the rebound now, but Ballard can. Voiles now with it. Timeout called by Wetumpka. 52 seconds left to go, and they lead it by five. They have not updated this scoreboard yet, by the way. It should be 55-50, but right now it says 53-50.
There we go. They finally put Ballard's dunk on the board. And, man, that was a huge play. They just left Ballard wide open. And with a cross-court pass, Chris Robinson found him and nobody at home in front of him.
Percy Julian with a big disadvantage now. Their clock is running again on the scoreboard. They got to fix this. They've had multiple issues here with the scoreboard. And they'll reset it. It should be about 54 seconds on the clock once they get it fixed. Percy Julian here with a disadvantage of 5 points. That's two possessions. And Wetumpka will have possession here. They've got to find a way here. They put the clock all the way back to a minute and 1 second. That is way more than what it said at the timeout. Coach Thomas is furious about this. This is wrong. They've added an additional 7 seconds after they called the timeout. You know, you heard us say 54 seconds. I promise we were reading it correctly. And now they've put it back to 101.
Still waiting for the inbound. Coach Thomas still pleading his case.
We can hear it getting loud here. Percy Julian started making noise, so Wetumpka decided to one-up him on the other end. 101 left. Chris Robinson will inbound for the Indians. Got to get this one in clean. Gets it to Voiles safely, trying to steal it away and can't. Voiles gives to Robinson. Now Lombardi down in the post here. That's Ballard, gives to Robinson. He goes up, can't get it, but gets his own board. Voiles has it now, 45 seconds left. Robinson again, pass to Lombardi. They're going to keep moving it around. Percy Julian's going to have to foul at some point here. Sudden to Robinson. Now Lombardi again. Ballard goes up. He can't make it. Lombardi there as he will get it to go in the paint. 30 seconds left. 7-point lead for Wetumpka. Percy Julian with a quick three. Well off target there. No good from Ingram. And Andrew Voiles gets it. 20 seconds left. This one should belong to the black and gold here with 19 seconds left. Foul is called against Percy Julian. Wetumpka feeling it now. They think they're going to come away with the victory. But you got to make sure that you execute these last 19 seconds cleanly one way or another.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a time when you absolutely cannot have a turnover. The Indians are forced to inbound it at least one more time in this possession. They can foul right away and they'll send them into the bonus and hence to the charity stripe. But you've got to avoid the turnover at all costs on this inbound.
Indians will come out and try and execute this cleanly. If they can get it in bounds, they can just about seal it after taking what is now a 3-score lead, barring a remarkable play like we saw in that 4-point play earlier. Robinson inbounding for Wetumpka. 19.4 seconds left. He'll give it to Voiles. Voiles now fires one to Lombardi, and they turn it over. Percy Julian with it, 13 seconds. Going quickly down the floor, gets the layup there, timeout call. 9 seconds, 9.5 seconds, that is. And it's 57 to 52 now. Percy Julian cuts into it. And this is where you've got a foul on this inbound.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to send Wetumpka right to the line and hope that they miss both. And then, even with 9.5 seconds, you're still down 2 buckets. You got to make something happen real quickly if you're the Phoenix.
I'm surprised that they have not fouled already. It's been a struggle from the line for Wetumpka, something they really have not been the greatest at throughout this season. And Percy Julian, had they decided to foul, maybe would have been able to stop Wetumpka from a couple buckets and saved a little bit of clock as well. Five-point advantage here for Wetumpka. Chris Robinson inbound. Robinson gets it to Lombardi, and they will foul. They run off 1.2 seconds there. There's 8.3 left on the clock. It'll be a tall task for Wetumpka, or for Percy Julian, that is, to come away with this as they trail by five. Lombardi could seal it for good here if he makes both of them. If he misses one, it's still a two-score game. Lombardi shooting two. First one will take a unfriendly bounce there. It went up, took a couple of hops, and then finally dropped out. You miss again, you're still down by five here for Percy Julian if Lombardi can't connect. He will miss both of them. Ballard gets the rebound instead, and a travel called against Ballard. It does run off some clock, though, as they scrambled for that ball. 6.2 seconds left, and this is going to take a remarkable effort to get a bucket here with enough time to still foul and get one more. Harris has to inbound. He'll bounce pass it. 5 seconds. 4-3-2. Lost it there. Did Muhammad. One. There's the buzzer, and this one belongs to the black and gold. Wetumpka wins it 57-52 over Percy Julian to get an area win over the Phoenix.
And an absolutely huge one. We talked about it in the Stanhope Christmas Classic. You got to play some close games and see how your team responds. Not the cleanest win for the Indians, but when it came down the stretch, they gritted it out and got every bit of that win.
Wetumpka battles for it and manages to come away with the win. 57-52. This one goes to Wetumpka. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have stats and a nice talk with Coach Stephen Thomas after the big area win on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell Do It Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDoItCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDoItCenter.com. RussellDoItCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
It's the 2025 model year sales event at Collier Ford. Drive home America's favorites with zero down, 0% APR financing, and no payments for 90 days. That's right. Get into a new Explorer, F-150, Escape, and more without paying a penny up front. And enjoy 3 full months before your first payment. Don't miss out. Come on. Come to Collier.
Come to Collier.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
This is the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Welcome to the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show. I'm Mitch Petrie, and alongside me is Gavin Baxley. Indians get a win in nail-biting fashion, 57-52 in the first area game of the season. Andrew Voiles led the charge for the Indians with 13 points and added another 7 assists and 7 boards to go with it, and a steal for good measure. Caleb Ballard made an exciting entrance into the game and continued to play well throughout, finished the night with 12 points and a whopping 12 rebounds to go along with it as well, and picking up an assist. Tom Sutton made his impact mainly on the defensive side of the floor, stealing the ball twice and finishing the night with 5 blocks. A great showing in the low post for Tom Sutton. Chris Robinson shot 100% from 2, finished the night with 10 points, going 5 for 5 on 2-point field goals, missed 1 3-point field goal as well. Actually scratched that. Robinson had 13, a couple of free throws to go with it as well. He had 6 rebounds and 6 assists, but the thing you got to talk about is 27 turnovers for the Indians.
Yeah, it was a bit of a frustrating event for this Indians team. Just continued to turn it over. It led to multiple opportunities for Percy Julian, and that's what kept them in it, but Wetumpka still manages to come out on top 57-52 over the Phoenix here today. We've got Coach Stephen Thomas coming on with us right now as we welcome in Coach Thomas. The Indians getting the 57-52 win, an area win for this Indians team. It was a heck of a battle there, but I'm sure you got to be glad to have been able to pull this one off.
Yeah, I mean, it was, we had opportunities there to break it open. We got up double digits right there in the first half, and then, well, first quarter going in the second quarter, and then we were just careless, loose with the ball, having 27 turnovers in the game. That's going to make it tough to beat really anybody, and credit to Percy Julian fighting and making us turn it over at that point. We just careless with the ball. That's some things we talk about, things we take pride in, and We just got to have more pride on that side, just protecting the ball. Luckily, we got away with the win, start off the area, but we got to play better protecting the ball. We can't have 27 turnovers, and give that many more opportunities to the other team. You do that, anybody's going to stay in the game with you. So we got to be able to just take care of business protecting the ball.
Now, we were talking about the turnovers just a moment ago, and when you have that many, and you mentioned Percy Julian kind of getting the credit for that, what is it with their defense that kind of made it difficult for Wetumpka to hold on to the ball there at times?
A lot of it just how they trap you just at any opportune time that they can force it. And that's kind of credit to them. They take pride in that. They really work on it. And if you're not truly prepared for it in terms of replicating it, it's hard to replicate it in practice, just because the caliber of athletes they have across the board, and just them being out and getting out there and running with it. I mean, it's hard to replicate in practice, and once it gets to in the game, you just got to have guys that protect the ball, strong with the ball consistently, so that pressure really doesn't affect you as much throughout the course of the game.
We did see some really strong performances within the post, especially Tom Sudduth getting a start today, and I'm curious, first off, on what led to him getting the start here today, and then also just your thoughts on what seemed very strong, both with blocks and a lot of rebounds tonight as well.
Just Tom, the last 2 years, I mean, he's continued to progress, and he's had a great several weeks for us. And so just him finding his footing throughout the course of the season, and against Percy Julian, with that kind of have more athletes that don't have his size, but he moves well to be able to keep guys in front. You saw that on the perimeter where he's picking up at the logo and all that stuff against smaller guards per se, and just him out there with that athleticism to match any type of mismatch teams may throw out if they go a little bit smaller to our size. I mean, he's just been playing great for us, and be able to rely on him on the defensive side too, and grabbing the defensive boards. Like he had a bunch of key rebounds there towards the end of the game that he just went up and he got. So being able to have him on on the court where he's able to pick up wherever we tell him to and then also control the boards as well with him and Caleb. I mean, that's a luxury to have.
Yeah, we saw Suddeth have a big impact, of course, but we also saw guys like Miller Lombardi come in, and he comes out with 8 points as well. It feels like as the season goes on, this team has continued to have more and more depth as the season has progressed, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, Miller's one that he's been playing, have been in the rotation, has been a little bit in the, started with a little bit of a shooting slump, so him just kind of being able to just be a natural scorer that he is, hitting shots. He hit a few shots on the last couple games for us, McAdory as well, over Christmas break. So he's starting to build more confidence, being able to find different spots on the floor, being able to take it off the dribble, raise up and shoot it, and also attack the basket, getting to the rim. I mean, he's just starting to find his confidence. He's another guy like Andrew Voorhees that comes in and just shoots as often as they can. So him seeing the shots go in, that's going to continue to build his confidence as we go forward.
I know Andrew Voiles, he had a strong night, but he did have to have the trainers look at him there for just a moment. Could you just give us an update on what that was? I did see him come back in, of course.
Yeah, just a little tweak. I think he tweaked his thumb there, fell on it as he came across the floor, but he's good.
Good deal. 57-52 win for the Indians. Coach, appreciate you taking the time. We'll see you on Friday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's Coach Stephen Thomas joining us there as Wetumpka gets a 57-52 win over Percy Julian. And, Mitch, your final thoughts here after this one.
Yeah, and I think Coach Thomas hit the nail right on the head. It's something we talked about all game long and talked about these last few games is really just getting that turnover battle under control. This team has done a great job of being able to score and finish when the game comes down the stretch and things get a little bit tight. But if you avoid those turnovers, you maybe don't have to make so many high-pressure shots at the tail end of the game.
Wetumpka getting a 5-point victory over Percy Julian. Despite the turnovers, they come away with an area win. When we come back, we'll wrap things up from this one as both the girls and boys get victories over Percy Julian tonight on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit finishlinegaragefloors.com today.
Back again for the final time tonight. Our final scores, 64-45 for the Lady Indians as they beat Percy Julian. And then for the men's game, Wetumpka 57 and Percy Julian 52. The Lady Indians now hold a record of 14-4, while the men move to 13-6. Both are 1-0 in area play. Along with Mitch Petrie, I'm Gavin Baxley. Our next broadcast originates from Millbrook as the Indians take on Stanhope this Friday. Tip-off of the girls' game is set for 6 p.m., while the boys will begin shortly after the girls' game concludes. Our broadcast will be on the air at 5:50 p.m., and our final scores tonight, once again, 64-45 in favor of the Lady Indians, and then 57-52 for the men. Wetumpka Indians basketball is an exclusive presentation of the Wetumpka Sports Network.